This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. has sent additional special forces into southern Afghanistan in hopes of capturing or killing Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda leaders. The Pentagon says it has several hundred special forces working throughout Afghanistan. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Special forces ordinarily keep a low profile, but they've been front and center in this campaign. Pentagon officials have read their dispatches at news conferences, even displayed their photograph on a Defense Department website. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he's proud of the work these U.S. commandos are doing on the ground.
They have gathered information on enemy troop movements. They've found targets for U.S. aircraft. They've blockaded roads in search of fleeing Taliban leaders and al-Qaeda leaders.
And as more and more special forces move into southern Afghanistan, they're leading the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Rumsfeld says despite the gains made by opposition forces on the ground, the search for bin Laden is still challenging and may take time. He says it's foolhardy even to speculate where the al-Qaeda leader and his associates are hiding. But former Special Forces Officer Michael Vickers says with the collapse of the Taliban, the range of possible hideouts is shrinking.
I mean, while the terrain that Osama bin Laden and the al-Qaeda leadership and the Taliban leadership are reportedly hiding in is still very remote and rugged, the area has been narrowed substantially, and there'll be a lot of people and forces looking for them now, and so the odds have gone way up of actually capturing them or killing them.
Vickers, who's now with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington, says special forces may also be able to glean more intelligence now from captured Taliban prisoners or defectors.
One could take POWs for interrogation and tighten the noose around Osama bin Laden that way. Special forces are likely going to be working with Pashtun opposition groups in the south so that they can hunt for bin Laden cave to cave. There's a number of things they can do. And, of course, informants, we've been broadcasting in regularly that there's a real price on this guy's head. And so there are a lot of different assets being brought to bear.
Indeed, the U.S. bounty for bin Laden is $25 million. Rumsfeld says that should attract some Afghan mercenaries to enlist in the search party.
Our hope is that the dual incentive of helping to free that country from a very repressive regime and to get the foreigners and the al-Qaeda out of there, coupled with substantial monetary rewards, will incentivize through the great principle of University of Chicago economics, incentivize a large number of people to begin crawling through those tunnels and caves looking for the bad folks.
Rumsfeld says U.S. warplanes have already targeted centers where they believe Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders were gathered. Some critics say that effort has not been aggressive enough. A report in the Washington Post notes as many as 10 occasions in recent weeks where warplanes had leaders in their sights but were not allowed to fire for fear of killing civilians. Rumsfeld defends that restraint, saying it's important not to fuel anti-American sentiment.
I am sure there are instances where a target was sighted, but the only weapon available was one that was indiscriminate and would have caused considerable collateral damage, and that they made a judgment that they would wait until the people moved and go after them somewhere else. And those are the kinds of judgments they make all day long. Pilots make those decisions. That's what people get paid for.
Rumsfeld has said repeatedly that the U.S. war on terrorism will be lengthy and not limited to Afghanistan. That's likely to mean more work elsewhere for U.S. special forces.
There's no question, but to the extent the United States of America is engaged with enemies which do not have large armies, navies, and air forces, then the United States of America has to deal with those enemies in ways like the ones we're dealing with the problems in Afghanistan. And certainly special forces would play a role, and a significant role.
Rumsfeld will highlight that role again tomorrow when he visits Fort Bragg, home to the U.S. Army's Special Operations Command. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.